Today on Real Life Radio.
Listen, our nation needs its mind to be washed. We need a brainwashing as a country. It seems as though all that's evil, ugly, and mean and debased, it seems to be elevated and exalted, and what is good and what is proper is being mocked and ridiculed.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace, but daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
On today's very special Christmas edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now in a message called, It Is Jesus. Now, this message is a celebration of the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. It was God's only Son who brought salvation, hope, and love to a lost and dying world. You see, Christmas is all about Jesus. In the eons of eternity, in the pages of history, and in the revelation of time, Jesus Christ, He stands alone. It is Jesus who cannot be overcome or defeated and will not be held back in accomplishing His purposes. So today, Pastor Jack tells us that Jesus, in His grace, came down to earth to suffer as a human so that we could find comfort in knowing that He understands what we're going through. But His love, it doesn't stop there. He died in our place so that we could have the gift of eternal life in heaven with Him. Now, with His special Christmas message called It Is Jesus, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Church family, let's be honest, nobody's got the message that the Christmas message brings out of the Bible. Nobody. And we learned this from the Bible, that from the very eons of eternity, Christ, the Bible tells us, has existed. We read a moment ago, part of it in John. The eons, that is eternity where there is no time. The Bible tells us Christ existed, that Christ is the one, that He's forever. We looked at the details to that. Secondly, we saw that throughout the pages of history, Jesus Christ is the only one throughout the pages of history. And then we saw in closing of that first argument is that Jesus Christ is the only one in the revelation of time. We saw that the very, very Bible itself speaks in its entirety about one single individual. That individual has manifested Himself as a person, and that individual is Jesus Christ, the Bible. Remember, I kind of made a little jab, a little joke about how some of these guys, these globalists, they're kind of upset at Christmas. They're declaring this week that Jesus is fake news and God is dead. And we talked about these guys, the Klaus Schwabs, had made these comments and stuff. And I just want to repeat it if you missed it. I think it's kind of fun to announce. Those guys don't like competition because they think they're God. But the main thing is, no Bible was written about them before they showed up. But it's true about Jesus. The revelation of time. Number two, last time we saw this, that it's Jesus Christ who stands large. He stands large in three ways regarding who we are as people. The Bible tells us that God created you and I a body, a soul, and a spirit. Spiritually, you are somebody that will live on in eternity forever, spiritually. And full consciousness, the Bible tells us about this, that this life that you and I are living right in the here and now at this moment is just a whisper, it's a vapor of the actual life you will live for all eternity. And here's the punchline to the Bible. You want to make sure you live it in heaven. Because to not live it in heaven is to live a living death in hell. That's why Christ came. He came that we celebrate on this Christmas morning to deliver us from the power of the grave and the power of sin, and to purchase for us at the cross resurrection from the dead, eternity. And He did that for us because we are a small part of what He is in large, that He is body, soul, or we are body, soul, and spirit. He is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And we saw that, number one, that in the spirit of man, that God has come to us in Christ Jesus, and that he wants us to have hope, to renew us, and to bring us into a real living life. The Bible says that spiritually, we need to become alive. Jesus put it this way, born again. Secondly, we saw that we, in the soul, need to be restored. Renewed in the spirit, restored in the mind. Jesus Christ fixes your mind. He does that by the power of the Holy Spirit. My goodness, look around at what's happening in our world today. Does not the world need a mind washing? A mind cleansing? Listen, our nation needs its mind to be washed. We need a brainwashing as a country. And it seems as though all that's evil, ugly, and mean, and debase, it seems to be elevated and exalted, and what is good and what is proper is being mocked and ridiculed. And I just refuse to be mocked or ridiculed. And why? Because my God's on the throne, right? And so we need to remember that what we're talking about here is reality. We're not doing religion today. If you're new to the church today, we're not about religion. It doesn't do anything for you. It's all about meeting Jesus Christ personally. We have a spirit, we have a soul that is a mind. The Greek word is psuche, where we get the word psychology. And then we obviously have a body. We talked about how the Bible says that in some day, either the rapture, could you imagine the rapture could happen today? We don't know. We don't know when it could happen, the rapture. We are talking one moment, and the next moment we're changed. In that, we don't experience resurrection. In that, we experience change instantly. The Greek word is a metamorphosis. But those who have died believing in Jesus, they're resurrected from the dead. Think about that. Their body's going to come out of the grave someday, the Bible says. But listen, you remember this, and I'm going to drill it down on you again. For the believer right here, right now, for those of us who are Christians, our body may be buried awaiting the day of resurrection. But if we die today, to be absent from the body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. Why? Because of Christmas. Because Christ came. So church, we pick it up. Here is our third argument. There's four total. And it's this. It's Jesus. It's Jesus Christ who stands invincible. I love that. Invincible. I'm sorry, but when I hear or see the word invincible, in my mind, I see all of these movie posters of Iron Man. I see the Green Lantern. I see Captain America. I see fill in the blank. You know what I'm talking about? The world is searching for heroes. You want a hero? Jesus is invincible. And he's proven it. In fact, our friend Frank Turek wrote a book about that Hollywood is in pursuit of trying to find everything that Jesus offers. You notice that? Hollywood wants a strong man to rescue Gotham. Jesus is going to come back and rescue this world. All of these players and all of these things that the world wishes for, the answer is Jesus. It's him alone. But you see, he's a problem. Jesus is a problem because, and this is what we're hearing, is that you can't entertain Jesus, because when you say Jesus Christ, the word Christ means Messiah. And we don't like that, because a Messiah means to save you from something. We don't like where this is going. If we have to be saved from something, then that doesn't mean we're wonderful. And if we're not wonderful, then you're going to make us look in the mirror and try to figure out who we really are. And you see, Jesus is offensive today to people because he is the Savior. He is the Lord. He is the Messiah. And the fact of the matter is, he's the only one that can save you. And thank God our Savior that we celebrate today is invincible. Listen, I'm going to give you the definition of the word invincible. It's kind of cool. The word means incapable or unable to be overcome, be defeated, or conquered. The word means incapable or unable to be subdued, arrested, or held captive. You see, wait a minute. Wasn't Jesus arrested? Yeah. Well, wasn't he taken captive? Didn't it appear that he was conquered? Hey, it appeared like that. But remember, we're only talking for the weekend here. in his resurrection, or in his arrest and his beating and his crucifixion and resurrection. And then also the word means being incapable or unable to be stopped, to die or to be killed. And I love that again, because everything in the scripture announces to us that the Jesus of the Bible, the one, the Messiah of Old and New Testament, the one that is truly the one that you want to put your faith and reliance in today, he's invincible to the point that you don't have to have any doubts about it. This one, Jesus, presents himself to all of his attackers and all of his betrayers and even those who would put him to death. And he's so invincible that the Bible tells us that in Revelation chapter 1, that it's Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who lived, who died, and who rose again from the dead and lives forever. This is our Christmas Jesus. I hope he is your Christmas Jesus as well. He's invincible. Mark it down, if you would, church, this way. He's invincible by his power. He has invincible power. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. This is epic. I love this. He is, Jesus Christ, he is the image of the invisible God. What does that mean? You want to watch and see and look at what God is like. That's why Jesus came. Why did Mary give birth to baby Jesus in Bethlehem that we celebrate today? Because he is the image, the physical manifestation of the invisible God. If you wonder what the Holy Spirit thought about a certain thing, look to Jesus. What would the Father do if somebody was caught in the act of adultery? Well, look at Jesus. When God sees thousands of people hungry, what does God do? Look to Jesus. Are you hearing me? Jesus revealed the invisible God, the firstborn or the preeminent one over all creation. You could say the governor or director over all creation. Verse 16, for by him, that's Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, that is all authority, including invisible angelic hosts. All things were created through him, and here's what's amazing, and for him. This is Jesus. He's the one. Absolutely awesome. Invincible power. The Bible makes it very clear that in Romans 11, verse 36, that regarding Jesus, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. The Jesus Christ of the Bible will be worshiped forever because he's eternal. He revealed to us personally the very Godhead, the very nature of God, which is absolutely joyous. If you think about the fact that Jesus, who is the creator of all things and set all things in motion, think about this for a moment. The movement of the stars. You know, I wish I had the math down. I should have wrote it down, but you know, right now you and I are sitting right here and our solar system is doing its business right now, right? Mars is doing its business. Jupiter is doing its business. Earth's doing its business. All around the sun. But guess what? The sun's not standing still. So watch this. You got the Earth doing its thing. Everybody else doing their thing. All around the sun. Take that package and put it on the back of a train that's screaming across the desert. And all of the stars around it. The whole thing is moving. And I forgot the number, please forgive me in advance, but it goes something to the effect that right now, where we're at, in 24 hours from right now, our entire solar system that you and I are occupying will move down a course that in 24 hours, we will be something like 14 million miles from where we are at today in less than 24 hours. And it hasn't hit the wall yet. It hasn't gone out of the park yet. And it's fascinating to think God says, I hold it all in my hands. You say, that's impossible. It is impossible if your God is a big man. But it's not impossible if your God is spirit who came into this world as a man. Big difference. The physical universe is subject to Christ. And what blows my mind, and I hope you take this away today, We should all be concerned about the sanctity of life because at one point in time, God inserted himself into the womb of a woman. And it just turns out that the God who inserted himself in the womb of a woman was the God who made that womb. Amen. See, you think you made your house? God made his womb. Think of that. Well, that's the house that I built. We put that addition on. God of the universe and creator of all created Mary and then moved into her womb for 9 months. Why would he do that? For you. To announce to you that he's come to you, that he loves you. Secondly, under this, invincible authority. I love that. The authority of this world's disgusting. Aren't you sick of it? The authority of this world? It's forsaken, it's godly call, and it's now tyrannical and totalitarian. It's crazy. Not God. He has beautiful authority. His authority is so cool that on Palm Sunday, the Bible tells us that Jesus sat on a little donkey that had never been ridden before. The Bible says it had never been ridden before. You want to know why the Bible says it had never been ridden before? Because go try to sit on a little donkey that's never been ridden on before. Yeah, but wait, let us get our phones out so we can watch you. Because you're going to go flying. God gets on his little donkey that he made. I wonder if that donkey knew something. Did Jesus sit on that little donkey on Palm Sunday and go, did that donkey just go, I recognize that voice or that presence? It makes you wonder. His authority is sweet and beautiful like that. His authority is love, and his authority saves, and his authority is power, yes. I urge you to believe in him now and to trust him now when his pure, holy authority will someday return in great vengeance and wrath upon the earth and judgment. Which Jesus would you like to enjoy? The one that you can now at this moment accept as Lord and Savior on this Christmas day, or the one that you would say, as they will in the future, the Bible says, hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Think about it. Very important. I'm going to give you some verses real quick regarding his authority. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19 says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And verse 19, I'm just going to give you one word in verse 19. After saying that, he said, go. I think that's how we should end the service today. That, you know, basically, Merry Christmas, God bless you guys, and go, right? I don't know, I'm assuming you've been celebrating Christmas on Christmas Eve, and some of you maybe this morning really early, seeing how it's first service. Maybe your Christmas is this afternoon with people. Whatever you do, go. Go to them. Tell them. Listen, blame it on me. Blame it on us at this church. Go to your family gathering today, all radical and pumped up. Woo! Jesus is amazing! Oh my goodness! And people are going to say, what's wrong with you? What are you drinking? What did you take? Got my dose of Jesus this morning at church. Let them know about his precious authority. Let him know that it's Jesus who said, go. Go into all the world and preach this gospel. Revelation 19, verse 16. Jesus is going to come back someday in his authority. It says, and he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I love that personally. So do you if you're a believer in Christ. That's awesome. You want the one that you're following to have on his robe, King of Kings and Lord of Lords? So it begs the question, who are you following in life? Who's your idol? Who's your hero? Who are you following? Who's influencing your life the most? I guarantee you this, on their robe, they do not have King of Kings or Lord of Lords on it. They may think so, but they don't. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 says, therefore, God has highly exalted him, Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name. That's who we're worshiping at Christmas. That's authority. What about this? 1 John 1, verse 7. 1 John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Think about that, friends. Listen. I don't know all of you here today. You may be here because it's Christmas. I would love for you to be able to go to a church and do it as often as you possibly can. Why? Not to go as a tradition, but to go as a reality that, you know what? Christ is such a major part of my life that I can't live without him. Well, that's pretty exaggerated statement there. No, it's not. Listen, take a deep breath. All the way in. All the way out. What did you just do? What just went into you and out of you? How do you know? How do you know air went in and out? How do you know that? See, somebody's sitting here today, well, when are you going to get done? Well, maybe I'm just getting started. Think right now. I don't believe in God. Then what is it that you just breathed in, then breathed out? It was air. How do you know? Did you see it? Nope. Did you? And if I ask you to explain it, you can tell me the molecules, but you've never seen them. Just because you can't see Jesus doesn't mean he doesn't exist, friend. And there's a lot of things like that in life. Just remember this. He is the ultimate authority. He's invincible. And his authority, he reaches out today in his authority and says, I want you to come with me. Now look, if that kind of authority that he has was given to you and I, do you know what we would do? We'd go around and put people in headlocks and make them go. Because, you know, humans don't do good with authority. It always goes to our head. We start thinking stuff about ourselves. Well, aren't I something? And you begin to believe your own propaganda, which is a form of going nuts, by the way. And when you begin to think that you're a legend in your own mind, that gets scary for the people around you. Jesus Christ came into this world and he was maligned, mistreated, abused, crucified, risen from the dead. And you would think with that kind of power, he would make everybody believe. But because of the nature of the very God that he is, he won't do that. Thirdly, under this point is his invincible grace. That dovetails perfectly into what I just said a moment ago. His grace. Grace. Grace means unearnable favor. And this may upset some of you. Maybe for most of us, it's going to comfort us. But for those of you who might get upset by this, I hope it leads you to experiencing his grace. God's grace throughout the Bible in theological terms is something that is holy and solely reserved to God. And God distributes his grace at his will. He doesn't ask you for permission. He doesn't ask you if you like it or not. He is sovereign and he chooses to whom he reveals his grace to. And grace, I think Hal Lindsey is the guy that coined this phrase, making an acronym out of it, grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. It means unearnable favor in the Greek language, which the New Testament was written in. It means that you are favored for no merit whatsoever. You could be the worst kid on the block, and you're the kid that gets picked. The Bible teaches that God would say to you today, I'm reaching out to your life. I want to grace your life with my presence.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, in his very special Christmas message called It Is Jesus. Thanks for listening today, and Merry Christmas from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life Radio. Our hope is that God will fill your Christmas with joy and laughter as you spend time with family and friends. We'll continue with more on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Are you searching for answers these days in a world where truth is hard to find? Well, my friend, as you heard in our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to learn more about what that means to you personally, just go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and then click on that tab there that's labeled Know God. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com. So what's your favorite part of Christmas? Obviously, the birth of Christ and family. And mine's the grandkids, right? And
I'm sure with you, all the grandkids. All of the above. Yeah, okay. All of that, for sure.
Right. Something else for you?
For me, frankly, you asked, so I'll say, is the how controversial Christmas is.
What do you mean?
You never would have thought this, right? Dude?
No.
What are you talking about? Hallmark makes billions. The controversial issue of Christmas is we're talking about a virgin giving birth to the Messiah of the world,
right. Born
in Bethlehem. All of this according to the Old Testament prophets, by the way, in the Bible.
Mm.
And
Everybody in the universe celebrates Christmas, and they don't even know what they're doing. I mean, ask Joe on the street. He's got the red and green sweater on. He's got his house is all decked out. He's got reindeer running around his roof. And you ask him, what's that for? He doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Why? He doesn't know because it's a very controversial topic. So maybe I'm being a little bit of abrasive at Christmas time, but I think Christmas ought to make people think.
Yeah, it's good.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's good.
You know, the markets, in fact, look, we know that Halloween's coming up because Home Depot and all these stores are decked out in Christmas
already.
Stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Months
yeah.
in advance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yet people rarely know, what is this all about? Yeah. So I'd love the controversy of Christmas.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.